Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
You want me to go to the middle camera? G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Before we start the show, this episode, as it is every week, is brought to you by the great people at Papa Macros, or Papa Macros, Puppy Macros. I tell you what, this is the best meal prep food you can get your hands on. Forget all the rest. They are awful, all right? This stuff is absolutely delicious. And Bluey got his first box delivered this morning, and he cannot wait to get up.
Yeah, I've been on the piss all weekend and don't have any prepped food.
But now you do.
Well, the Papa Macros have turned up. So if, like me, you're a degenerate who doesn't cook, these things are actually unreal. It's like legit food. Gabe loves the portion sizes.
Do you love the portion size, Gabe?
I was happy with the portion size.
It is sick.
Better
it's
than
great.
That small shit you get at Coles or
Woolies. Okay, turn your mic off. Now, I tell you what, head over to papamacros.com.au and go and check out the amazing food that they have there. And if you use the code Isaac, yes, ISAAC, you will get 10% off your first order. So go and support the channel, go and support the podcast, and support these guys because they make good bloody food. Thank you, Gabe, and welcome. So I nailed it this week. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Cancer Now podcast, the only podcast with one sexual predator on the air, and we don't know who it is.
As part of the fun, we're going to find out.
It's Gabe.
It's definitely Gabe.
Bluey Nielsen, JN. No, hang on. JBN, Josh Bluey Nielsen. Cracking a beer, big day in the sun for you, mate.
It's the hottest day. I think it was the hottest day we've had for 2 years today. It's fucking stinking.
Do you have like a temperature gauge on your Garmin there, bro?
Nah, but the car said 40. And by all reports, it was 39, 40 degrees today. It was 37. Roasting.
37? Gabe's on the googs.
How come you can get that up quick and make me look like a soft cock?
How hot is it?
Yeah. Bluey got in the messenger group last week and was real proud of Gabe. And he said to me, mate, go easy on him because he's doing a lot of great stuff when it comes to Google and stuff. And I just want to call you out here, Blue.
And he's just fucking...
And he's... Oh, see what I mean?
He's turned on me.
See, as soon as you give him something, he'll give him an inch, he'll take them all.
It's like the young blokes at work. You tell them they're going good once and they just slacking right off. So you just got to treat them like shit the entire time.
That's it. And this is what I want Gabe to understand. And he could take me to Fair Work or whatever, but I will...
Good luck.
I will take his life.
Just drag him through the courts and bleed him dry, mate.
I will. I'm coming for you. You're going back to Tamworth when you're done with your little shit.
Without a fucking red cent to your name. How you going?
$1,200 a week. Good, mate. Good. Doing good. Just lazy weekend, mate. Not too much.
Nice. House sitting? You said you were house sitting?
House sitting at Claire's mum and dad's house. Nice. We're trying out a new coffee shop. Very nice. Very nice people there. Very nice people.
No one tried to fight you at this coffee shop?
No, that's why I'm going there. So they do a bacon and egg roll.
Respect.
Right? Now, it's only cooked by the dude there on a little, like a, you know, a thing.
Like a little Weber-Q kind of setup, yeah. Like a little hot plate.
There.
I've got an issue already. We know women are better cooks, so what's...
Whoa. Let's not be racist already. Now, so this bloke makes a mean coffee, but he cooks a mean... egg and bacon roll. Now,
respect.
How much would you charge for an egg and bacon roll at a main coffee shop on like a main street? How much would you charge?
I mean,
let's talk facts and figures.
How much would I want to pay?
How much do you think you should pay for a bacon and egg roll at a coffee shop where the coffees are $6 for large?
So for a large coffee, $6, you're not paying any less than probably $11 for a bacon and greggy.
No. $7.
Wow, respect.
Steal. $7 for this.
Huge respect.
Now, so this bloke, he knows that people want a food, but they don't want to pay outrageous, exorbitant costs.
Of course.
Because some places you go, they're like, down the road of this other joint, $15.
Mate, some places are like $15 before you've asked for anything like a bit of cheese,
yeah.
Maybe some avo, maybe a hash brown.
God forbid, some halloumi.
That's my stock order is cheese, avo, hash brown, barbie.
Yeah.
And if you're not doing that, you're missing the point in my opinion.
Yeah. I had my wife crying in the car the other day.
What happened?
Until I fed her... some
feta.
No, there was no assault.
Be right.
It's only on the weekdays. Until I fed her some chicken chippies from Henny Penny. We talk a lot about Henny Penny on this show. She was in tears And then she ate them. I won't publish the photo of her eating them because she'll hate me, but I will show you, Bluey. I'll show you later, Goob.
This is going to be good.
She was in tears until she took a first bite of the chicken chippies, and then she was sweet. Full. Can you put the camera on the wide shot?
She's not very hormonal.
Full pregnancy hormones kicking in.
Just ushering the chips towards her.
And I'm going, what's wrong? What's wrong? She goes, I don't know. And I said, you're hungry, aren't you? She goes, oh, yeah. And then she ate and she was like, I was hungry. That's the great thing about Dixon. She'll call it when she knows. She goes, I was just hungry. Sorry.
That's nice. All it takes is some chicken chippies.
Good chicken chippies. Not that I had any. I'm on keto at the moment. But they smell nice.
Respect. Very good. Gabe, you had a good weekend, mate?
Yeah. Pretty chill weekend. Went up and visited the old man. It was good.
Nice.
Very nice. Is he proud of you?
Yeah. Couldn't be more proud.
Not what he told, mate.
We're going to have him on next week. Yeah. What, speaking of the weekend.
Uh-oh. It's a good band.
Good band? The weekend?
Yeah.
Good performer.
Sorry. Go on.
Well, did you just watch the fights?
Yes. John Jones absolutely decimated Cyril Gane.
It was weird, wasn't it?
Mate.
It was a fizzer.
So I spoke to one of my good mates, friend of the show, friend of us.
Dana White?
One of my other friends.
Joe Rogan?
Matt Reddy.
Oh, Red Dog.
Red Dog. I said to him, we were talking over, he fucking messaged me at nearly 12 o'clock on Saturday night.
He likes to sauce, Red Dog.
Oh, I was like, can you fuck off? I'm trying to sleep.
He's a man after my own heart. I respect that.
He's a great
He's a drunk.
Great man. He's a father and a teacher.
And a drunk.
And a drunk. He said, mate, what do you reckon the John Jones fight? I said, he will win second round submission.
Nice.
Oh, I've got KO. I said, no. He's going to take – he wants to fight a lot this year, so he's going to take him down. Yeah. And he did. He took him down and hit him with a guillotine.
It wasn't even. It was a weird
– standing guillotine when he's sitting.
He was like laying on his neck. Mm. It wasn't like your traditional guillotine.
So the traditional guillotine is taken from the bottom position when old mate's on top of you sort of thing.
Also, I would like to point out, we get hammered for our UFC takes too.
Who says that?
Rightly so.
Who's hammering us?
I just think, as soon as either of us start talking about UFCs.
Who's hammering us?
I saw a couple of comments. Someone was like, your UFC takes are horrendous, boys. I love yours.
What are you talking about? What? Who?
I don't know. Someone
just
in the comments.
Just
the comments.
YouTube comments.
I think fair enough too. I got no idea.
As someone who is a white belt with one stripe in jiu-jitsu.
You're a white belt.
I'm a very white boy belt. I know all about jiu-jitsu. I am the jiu-jitsu queen. All right, all about it.
Jits. You should call it jits for starters.
I'm king jits.
You got to call it jits.
Get the crackers out. No, I don't ask for the crackers. I ask for the jats at jits.
You're right.
You know what I mean? No, I know all about it. I'm a fucking god. Anyway, so yes, standing guillotine choke. Cyril Gane tapped within a few minutes. But John had his back immediately. A few little strikes here and there. John got kicked in the nuts straight away. That was interesting.
Yeah.
And then
you know when they're nut shots too and you go, you kind of think they might be tired and they're like just milking it to get a bit of a spell. Yeah, it's not like your classic. Not Gabe, that's nice. That's great work.
Can you move us? Yeah.
Thank you.
So see how he's crouched over the top of him and he's cranking on the neck, but pulling the neck up and he's sort of pushing Cyril Gane down. That is a – well done. That is almost the same position that Volkanovski was in, except it's sort of flipped up.
With old T-City.
With T-City. So it's sort of flipped up. He's rather than T-City had his legs around Volk, around his hips, he was pushing him away this way.
There's a lot of gay positions you can get yourself into in this game, isn't
there? I don't want to go out on a limb, but I'm going to say this right now. UFC, MMA could very well be the gayest sport alive.
There's a lot of homoerotic stuff goes on.
I want to bring it back to the Greeks. The ancient Greeks, they used to wrestle nude.
They were in the Raw, the boys.
Could you imagine?
Yes, I can.
And I am now.
I'm imagine doing it right Cyril, now.
Imagine John Jones. He's now the UFC heavyweight champion. Imagine him wrestling, fighting Alistair Overeem or fucking Francis Ngannou or any giant with no clothes on.
That's hot.
And as someone who is very proud of Pride Week.
What a time.
What a time to do it. They should have done it yesterday.
They should have the UFC heavyweight final in the middle of Pride Week.
They should. Absolutely.
The boys are in the nud.
And John Jones come back after 3 years. He's transgender. And they just fight. And they just fight and he wins. How good is it that there's a Pride Week? Anzac Day is one day.
It's 2 weeks too.
They 2 weeks.
But they call it.
That's good. that you need 2 weeks. Anzac Day, they gave their lives. Pride week, yeah, let's fuck a few buttholes.
The boys like getting up it too.
I know. They're all fucking animals.
There's That's a lot like, of partying.
That is the great thing about Pride week. Everyone just gets on it.
Back to partying and John Jones.
And animals.
He's, Gabe, not to test you out too much. If you can't get it, it's no stress. But his post-fight interview with St. Rogie's in the octagon was very funny. I found it very funny.
It was very funny.
He had the hands. It was like, you know, when you got to lay the platform, you're going for a big night with the, you know, you got to lay the platform with the missus before a Bucks weekend potentially or something. Mm. And John was like, he's in Vegas. He's just become the heavyweight champion. Known history with narcotics and prostitutes. And
yes, allegedly, yes.
And he's in, no, it's not alleged, mate. He fucking did it.
Also ran into a pregnant lady. Yeah,
going, oh. He's literally got his hands. Great work, Gabe. Fuck, he's good, this kid.
Go, Gabe. Hey.
He's got his hands. This is just his first couple of sentences for me. He's laying the platform for a big night out here. He gets the hands. Lord and Savior, the missus. He's got the good boy hands going. Can I get a
song? Yeah, no, you're right, Bluey.
Not this. Wait till he gets into it. It's really good.
This is after 3 years off.
Lord and Savior and the missus.
First and foremost, you know what's coming. I gotta give thanks to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Thanks.
Jesus Christ.
What the?
But it was great. He was sort of, and I'm just, all I was thinking while I was watching
Why
that
did
is.
Why say Jesus Christ like that?
I don't know.
I thought really like he was taking the piss.
Nah, there's a guy on Instagram that does it. He loves Jesus. He goes, Jesus Christ. but yeah, I just, all I could think of while John was giving this speech, he's thanking his missus and the Lord and Savior, and he's got the good boy hands. And I'm going, mate, you are going to go absolutely tear shit up tonight.
So there was actually a press conference afterwards, as there often is.
Someone asked him, didn't they?
Someone asked Dana.
Oh, really?
Did you know John Jones is going to his after party? And Dana was like, oh, I didn't know that he had one. I was trying to get him a private jet out of here tonight. But at the end of this interview, Gabe, he actually does his impression of a goat.
Yes.
Did you say that?
Well, because Tom Brady was there too. Tom Brady's a huge John Jones fan. But
really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
A couple of the goats in their respective sports.
Go all the way to the end. And then I could, it's just control. As he walks off. Now, you took no damage. I think he, yeah. Last thing.
He's a fucking character.
Yeah.
He is.
Well, I remember him saying, you know, I think he was talking about either DC or someone, Daniel Cormier. He's like, I beat you coked out of my mind. Imagine how hard I could do if I was.
Respect.
If I was actually draining.
Yeah. It's a fair sledge. I mean, it's a fair sledge.
Their fights were great. Their entire back and forth was awesome. Like, they genuinely hated each other.
Yeah.
And that was, it's a shame that DC's old and, you know, he's not able to
and
fight.
And fat.
He is rather fat.
Yeah.
John looked big.
He looked huge.
He looked big. And he probably would have been 270 going into that fight, I guess.
Maybe. What's that, 110 kilos, 120
nah,
kilos?
Nah, I think it's about 120.
Oh, that's massive.
Yeah. Yeah, he looked big. I don't know what he weighed in for at that fight, but...
Poor Cyril.
He was big. And Cyril was like... Cyril's one of those guys, I guess it's like Derek Lewis or Tai Tuivasa. If you want to fight him and you want to stand and trade punches and bang, then you're going to get fucked up. Both of you are going to get fucked up and someone will get slipped and then it's over. But John Jones is too smart for that. He'll just take you down, absorb no punishment, and then he'll fight again in 3 or 4 months.
Did he have he's on an 8-fight deal, I think, didn't he? Like, he's back for a bit. I think so, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's on. And Jake Gyllenhaal was there last night.
Yeah, that was, so they were, are they filming? It's part of Roadhouse, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's that movie that McGregor's in. Also very funny, Dustin Poirier called it Roid House, which I thought was great. It was very good from.
Dana said in an interview yesterday that apparently McGregor and Chandler are at each other.
Or in the Ultimate Fighter Ultimate House.
Fighter. They were cool for a bit and now they fucking hate each other.
And Conor's been getting up the piss too, I think.
Man, he can't. Well, you can't stop these people.
He's a psycho.
It's the same with John Jones. These guys are nutcases, and they won't calm down until they're fucking old men.
I don't want them to ever.
No, you can't. You can't walk into a cage and punch on.
He's a millionaire, like super athlete.
Multi.
Super athlete. Yeah. So they're filming Roadhouse, and they filmed a scene of Roadhouse. So Jake Gyllenhaal's obviously playing a UFC fighter
called Dalton. Someone Dalton.
Yeah. Someone Dalton or someone Harris. And and they filmed a scene at the weigh-ins. So Dana was there. They had like a real authentic UFC weigh-in, and Jackie Gyllenhaal's playing a fighter. Great Shazzy. How good is his rig looking?
If you go back to Google and Google Jake Gyllenhaal UFC weigh-in Jeff Nowitzki.
What?
Do you know who Jeff Nowitzki is?
Nowitzki heard of her.
Jeff Nowitzki is the head of USADA. And he works with the UFC. Oh, I think he's the head of USADA, but he's the UFC person for the USADA.
Okay, he's like the rep for USADA.
Am I looking for a video? Or?
Nah, it's just a photo of him. And he's just, I don't know if you'll be able to find it.
It looks like he's got ab implants there.
He's just ripped, man. He was ripped for when he fought. He was in that boxing movie too.
Yeah, they do get in good nick, the boys.
Is that roids?
Yeah,
definitely.
Absolutely.
He'd be on like a nice strip, like a clenbuterol or something to strip all the fat off.
The size of his biceps, everything. He's just
like Hemsworth. Big. Hemsworth gets in like comical shape when he plays Thor. They're all just juiced.
Apparently, you can tell with steroids because of the size of the front delt and the traps. Now, there you can't really tell. Like, he's not really activating his front delts too much. And someone with delts like mine, I'd know. But my point is, like, you can often tell someone in the gym if they've got real big traps or delts, then they're
juicing.
There's probably a bit of juice going in there.
Extracurriculars.
I'll just have a quick look for that photo too.
He looks good. Respect. It was funny watching it because you can Google, like, you don't have to Google, just anyone that's watching this at home.
Somebody Google it, please.
Someone Google it. No, but there's the weigh-in, and you know you used to, so they go over to Rogan or whatever and they do a bit of trash talk, and you've seen fighters do it, and you've seen like the guns do it, McGregor and Masvidal, and fighters trash talk, and it's really authentic. And then Gyllenhaal does his scene and does his flex and then goes over to Rogan to do the trash talk, and it's really like an actor. Like, it's quite like, because you've been watching guys do it authentically for ages.
And Rogan wasn't in it.
No, he wasn't. He might have gone to Dana. He might have gone straight. Oh, John Anik it was, yeah.
But Rogan wasn't in it, and he also wasn't in the commentary team.
Rogan doesn't do anything for free.
No.
He wouldn't do anything for free. He pulled out of the latest UFC game. He didn't want to commentate the... Because he's been the commentator on the UFC, like PlayStation games, and he didn't do it.
Fair enough.
Oh, mate, Rogan can do what the fuck he wants.
He's got all the money.
You don't do anything you don't want to do now.
Man, if I
it's like you don't do this podcast past 6 o'clock.
I was going to say, we better hurry up. I've got to run down to Woolies to pick up some stuff, actually. So we might have to call it now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, if you got that type of cash, unless you really love it, and from what I've heard about these games, and Rogan's talked about it in podcasts, it's hours and hours of shit.
Saying the same thing. Repeating. Do it again.
Sounds awful. It's a job for Andrew Voss and no one else.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring up a question I had about, and Gabe, it's the first TikTok I sent you. You ever thought about bleaching your ass? Because I was scrolling through TikTok the other night.
No need for bleaching.
That was playing through our headphones then. That's interesting. there was this lady getting a tattooed bleached. You don't need to bleach it anymore. You can just tattoo the ring hole. Here she's in the downward dog position. And she's getting the ring. Imagine turning up at Monday morning, bit hungover.
Look at him wiping.
Wiping her ass. Imagine turning up hungover and you've got to dust up old love's dirt box.
She looks like a tidy sort, to be fair.
Yeah, I would be a big fan.
Now, I've been around the traps for a while. I've never understood the bleaching of the arsehole.
Okay.
I don't know.
Let me talk you through it.
I've been playing this game for a long time. Don't understand that one.
Well, some people, they get different colours put in there, like through Pride Week. Some people do the trans flag just so you don't know.
Shut up. No, they don't.
Okay, fair enough. I have Black Lives Matter in mine because they do. And I think there's actually a porn chick and she's got an octopus. Have you seen that?
Nah.
All right, I'll have to fucking... We can't put that on
the... We're not going to be able to put a lot of this on there.
We can't... Well, no, I'll show you this. Octopus... asshole tattoo. This... My fucking search history is just outrageous. Oh, that's a bloke. Oh, where is it?
Octopus asshole tattoo.
Porn. I'll put porn there. There you go. Gabe, turn it away. Oh, my God. She's got a fucking... Oh, no. She got a butt plug in, so you'll have to tell everyone what the butt plug is. Zoom in.
Oh, it's a fool. And the butt plug is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
John Jones.
She's going to hell. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
That's a fair. That wasn't. I thought it might have been like a small one around the freckle. No. That was.
This is a full. Like,
that was all up hamstrings and.
That's confronting, isn't it?
That's
yeah.
That's a fair job.
So that's a whole new thing now. But the bleaching of the arsehole is just to make it not as brown.
So it's for like people in the industry.
Well,
it's for industry professionals.
It's for anyone who wants to not have a brown butthole. I'd just be
buttholes are brown.
I'd just be happy without hemorrhoids, to be honest. But let alone. But that's just me.
I'd just be happy to be able to wipe comfortably.
I'd just be happy not to bleed. It's a big issue. But yeah, so no, seriously, toilet paper hurts. Now the bleaching of the arseholes goes way back, all the way back to the ancient Israelites.
The Greek wrestlers.
Well, that's where it came from.
Yeah,
they used to put this powdered they used to put baby powder. They invented baby powder and they made it out of these small insects. They'd crush them up. They'd leave them out in the sun to cure for a couple of days.
Just lightly dust their assholes before competition.
And then what they do before, as a part of the warm up, they dust the asshole and sun the perineum. Mm. And this would actually bleach the asshole ready for battle. And it wasn't so much about with the ancient.
It was like Apollo smiling on their date.
Yeah. So that they'd actually see it as like. So the judges was
the scored. Greek Orthodox community is going to be ropeable about this.
If I could just finish this, the judges would score the battle on octagon performance, control,
significant strikes,
and whoever had the most bleached asshole by the end would. It's like catching the golden snitch in Harry Potter. Yeah. If you have the most bleached asshole, you'll win.
Anal aesthetics,
and that's actually how Kurt Angle broke his neck in the Olympics in the early 90s before he went on to the WWF. But yeah, that's actually completely true.
Bit of history.
Mm, so thanks for joining us. Mate, have you ever drunk a beer?
Yes.
And you found something in the beer?
Only, you get on those sessions and someone's been ashing in one. There's the beer I'm sure a lot of people have done this. It's heartbreaking. But yeah, like a beer, Jesus, the beer gets ashed in
and
you mistake it for your beer and have a big swig of Siggy Ash.
I had a
bloke nice.
On Australia Day and no one liked this guy, but he turned up anyway and he
was it you?
It was. And he put fish sauce in my beer. It's fucking atrocious.
That's dog shit.
He opened a few of them, put fish sauce in it. That was the worst I've had. But the reason I bring this up is, Gabe, in the second video I sent you, there's a guy on TikTok and his whole TikTok is buying old beers and drinking them.
Don't drink them.
All right, we got a sixer of World's Fair beer, brewed in 1982 by...
1982.
This shit looks old as fuck.
40 years old.
This shit looks old as fuck.
It's 40 years old.
Quite some time since I drank an old beer, but...
This is Pub Bass Chicken. Oh, fuck. That's it. How do you say his name? So look at it. It comes out extra foamy.
Super foamy. I'm actually kind of surprised that this beer wasn't...
Look at the bottom. Ready? Ready?
It's got a ton of
floaties. What is it?
Floaties.
It's just yeast. It'd be yeast, wouldn't it?
Probably. But he doesn't sip like it. Beer. He doesn't sip it. Okay. That would be ridiculous. He
into
skulls it.
You fucking lunatic.
His channel is full of this shit.
You lunatic.
That's got to make you croak.
It can't be good for you. But I guess there's alcohol in there, so nothing could live in there. His name's Pabst Blue Chuggin. Pabst Blue Chuggin.
Instead of Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah. Okay, now I can know how to say it. But yeah, his whole channel is all about doing that. And I kind of... And one thing he had...
That's a channel I can get around.
There was one beer he bought, and it was like only like a quarter full. Like everything else, there was a hole in it and evaporated.
Yeah, right.
So instead of just sniffing it, he drank the rest of that beer. I was like, well, you don't even know what you're doing there, mate.
It's a sick individual.
There's another guy... I won't get gay to find him, but there's a guy on YouTube, and he eats MREs, like meal ready. What's that? What's MREs?
Oh, like the ready meals that they take out, the army take out and stuff. Yeah,
ever ready, super heavy duty meals.
Yeah.
And he's found some ones from World War II that he's eaten. Like he gets into them and he pulls out all these bits and bobs, like like there might be a biscuit or it might be a bit of fucking cheese or something from World War II. Like we're talking what 80 years. And he
probably should be in a museum somewhere and he's munching them.
And eats them. He pulls it out. There was one there, and I don't think he actually ate it, but it was from the Boer War, from the 1800s, and it was like some, a ration kit. And he brought it over there.
And he's munched it.
And he's munched on it. So that was So that's what I found on TikTok this week.
I don't have TikTok. I'm glad. Only because, well, it would be a big time suck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I'd find stuff like that and be like, I'm locked in for the next 5 hours now.
On the topic of time sucks, I wasted about 2 hours of my life on Friday night. What did you do? Did you waste?
Oh, watching the fucking Knights. I mean, first of all, how good is it having the footy back?
I watched one game this weekend. That was how good I was.
It's so funny, like, how just right everything feels.
Yeah.
Super Saturday, and you can just go, there's three games on today. There's one on Thursday, there's two on Friday, and there's two on Sunday. Jesse, leave me alone.
Oh, mate, I don't watch the footy. I do not watch it. I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't get into it.
It's nice. It's nice to be able to catch up with a few mates. And should we go for a feed and watch a footy? And you barely even watch it when you're there, but it's just nice to have
It's something to have on, a bit of interest.
Yeah. But yeah, the Knights are, they didn't look good, Isaac. They did not look good.
I thought Kalen Ponga's defense looked good.
Yeah, he can tackle.
His kicking game was different.
Yeah.
And he got pulled off with like with 18 minutes to 8 minutes to go.
Yeah.
By the independent doctor because he copped another head knock. What happens if he cops another head knock next week?
Well, the drums are going to start beating. The media are going to jump on. We were talking about this on the weekend. I mean, the boys over a few beers, experts, armchair experts as we are.
Yeah, and very good.
But we're like, it's going to get scary. He's got a history of it. He didn't finish last season because of it. Mm. If he gets a couple early this year, first game, already had one. If the media start beating their drums about it, like there's going to be pressure from the club to sit him out. There's going to be pressure on him from the NRL. So touch wood, it doesn't happen because we fucking need that cunt fit.
I think it might though. The type of game he plays.
Put the mocker on. Yeah, because he's full. He's full noise.
He's he's going at 1,000 miles an hour. Yeah. So, you know, think collisions are going to happen. He's active in the game. He's aggressive in the way he runs. And he's going to get hit.
Yeah.
At some point, you just got to go, this is the game.
Yeah.
Like, did you see Wade Graham's tackle?
Yeah, that was a cracker.
It was a great tackle. And Gabe's going to pull. Look at you. Go. Go, bros.
Gabe, what go, the?
Go. Do we remember who it was on?
Sharks versus.
It was against the Rabbitohs. If you go Wade Graham hit Sharks Rabbits or something.
Something like TikTok's a good way to find a lot of these.
I got it up. It's a fucking bell ringer.
It is a great tackle and it's below the chin.
It's like here and it sort of comes up. They'll be using that. That'll be at the end of the year in a big hits compilation that the NRL put out to promote the game.
Yeah.
And so it's fine.
There's a photo of it where he's hit, but it's fucking.
As a Rabbitohs fan, I'm off it.
What are you talking?
That's
a
great
hit. Are you a Bunnies fan?
Yeah.
Dude,
can we advertise for a new producer? I didn't know. This is what I mean. He's starting to come good. He's on fire today, and then he comes out with fucking garbage like that. He's a Bunnies fan.
You're
from the fucking country.
Yeah. How do you start going for the Bunnies when you live out at Tamworth?
Oh, my favourite players. There's no Tamworth team.
Yeah, what but you're in northern New South Wales, mate. You go for the fucking Knights.
Damn straight you go for the Knights. And that's a team you can really get behind.
Yeah.
So Wade Graham gets fucking. Well, the Bunnies sucked in the 90s. Weren't you born in the 90s?
Only just.
Even this tackle, right? Nothing. We're talking footy again. Sorry, everyone.
Oh, no.
This tackle, nothing happened at the time. They went back. So this tackle happened. Really? The Sharks scored. The Rabbits scored two or three tackles later. Mm. Then they went back and binned Wade Graham retrospectively. Like, it's fucking. The ref was happy to play on at the time. Just let it go.
So does old mate get up and play the ball?
Yeah.
Then fucking get
it's
over,
fine.
Pussies.
Because he flew in, if you hit him in the head with that, he wouldn't have got, like, he would have been hurt. He would have laid down.
This is what's ruining the game. This is half the reason I don't
going
watch.
Going soft.
This is half the reason I don't watch, is because it's shit like this.
Yeah, it's annoying. But everyone's getting annoyed by it. It's not, you're not the only person that.
I think I might be.
No, everyone's like, what the fuck are they doing?
No, I know.
But it is good to have the footy back, even though the Knights are not looking good.
I don't know. I don't know. And you know what I put it down to for the Knights is the last thing I'll say about it. Matt Croker is out with suspension. Bring him back and the boys will win.
I mean, that's a big call.
Croker is the heart and soul of this town. Bring him back.
Put the house on him when he's back.
This town.
Did he play well too?
Yes, he did. He got a bit of meat.
Give him some meat.
He got a bit of meat give pie. Going a bit thin on top though.
Yeah, I saw it and I thought, one of us.
One of us, Lockie. It happens to the best of them.
Doesn't know
why. Hey, great
Josh.
Segue.
How are you, bro?
Thin on top.
Yes.
Got a message from some big fans of the show, actually.
Yeah.
Who are shaving their heads for a very, very good cause. That's why I segued into it so urgently.
Very good, very good, very good.
So this is a little... Yeah, Gabe, what the fuck's going on? Yuck.
So, Gabe... It's almost like he brought pulled that up earlier.
I got a message from a young fan of the show named Rotty on Instagram that just said they
nickname him Bread.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's actually a lady, but it is actually serious what they're raising money for, so we can't.
Okay, I'll get the Rotty Bread jokes out. Go on.
No, but they you ready? Because it's getting serious. One of their friends actually passed away from a brain aneurysm a while ago, and these guys are shaving their heads to raise money for the Brain Foundation, which
is not really going to help now.
I mean, yeah, no, nah, but it's good. It's good for people in future.
Why would you tell me not to be serious?
They're fans of the show. They know what
they
signed up for.
They are doing a very good job, and the way they've done it is sort of like a tier system. So, you know, if they raise a certain amount of money, that's what they will shave.
But this is the thing that got me. So you can see. They sent me a message and said, would you guys, like, is there any chance you could give us a shout out? And I said, yeah. And I had a look and I was like, oh, so if you get $350, it'll be a size 4. If you guys get $1,000, you'll do the buzz cut.
Clipper length they're talking about.
Yeah, so
a 4, a 3, a 2. And if they raise over $1,000, they're going to do a clipper 1.
And then I looked at how much they've raised and they've raised 11 grand.
So what are you going to do, boys? That's what I want to know.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They're year 12 kids, Gabe, so that's pretty fucking cruel.
You would say that, you fucking dirty fucking. I told you there was a sex pest on the show. You know what they should do? Then this is from me. They should. Where are camera? I don't know why. I was full seizure.
Ray Charles.
I reckon you should shave the pits.
Do the pits.
Not shave the pits. Wax the pits. Sorry.
Shave the head. Wax the pits. Pit. Well, I mean, they've got 11 grand, so...
Boys.
And girls. I think it's boys and girls.
Oh. All right, the boys in the group, you got to wax the pits. Girls, you got to grow the pits, all right?
Grow their pits out.
Grow them out, I reckon. And I reckon the cancer in our family will get behind you.
Yeah, but I wanted to give these guys a shout out. So it was their mate Macklin that passed away of a brain aneurysm, which is obviously a very sad thing, but I think it's really awesome. So they're raising all fucking... They don't need our help, by the way. I don't know. They reached out to see if we could sort of sprug it for them, but they're
doing better than us.
They're doing better. This is going to be no help to them at all. But I'm really stoked. I'm very proud of them. So
and
good
it
on
is
you
something
guys.
That's close to you and
it is
and to this show. We know someone who passed away.
Yeah.
From a very similar event. Well, I don't know.
Well, it was identical. Yeah, he had a brain aneurysm. Yeah. But funnily enough, and actually the timing of this too was quite interesting. So I was in Old Bar a bit about my weekend. I was at Old Bar on the New South Wales mid north coast.
Beautiful part of the world.
Gorgeous, just outside of Foster and Taree there. And and we were playing a memorial game for young man Joel Dark who we played footy with, who died of a brain aneurysm, had a brain aneurysm on the field, and passed away sort of a few days later. So yeah, it's crazy. Like it's just it's a bleeding, it's like a time bomb. Can happen. You could be having a cup of tea and, you know, going for a surf or whatever, and it can happen to anyone. So yeah, good on these kids for raising some coin.
It's
and
one of those things where you can't. It's an invisible illness and it comes out of nowhere and just takes
and it's
takes
it's,
a life. It's yeah. fucking.
So their mate's name was Macklin too that passed away. So they're raising money on behalf of them. So yeah, that's awesome. Very proud
doing
of
right
them.
Guys. And
obviously this is going to be no help, but good on them for reaching.
Well, you've
out.
Done it. You've made it to the Cancer Now podcast, Australia's most semi-successful podcast.
Yeah. I mean, we've got a sponsor.
Papa Macros. If you don't want to give the money to the guys, give it to Papa Macros because we get a kickback. Bluey's left the show. That's nice. So it's good to be good to have the footy back, good to have the UFC back. I'm back at my house after house sitting and a busy day. We've got Rosie up at the vet. She's having some issues with spinal arthritis, which is fucked. And we've got all this fucking whole thing of painkillers. They mentioned ketamine this morning.
I'm there. If she doesn't need it, can I have it?
But it was fuck, it's full on when dogs get old, man.
It's the worst.
Oh, I was in. Claire was in tears.
It's the worst.
Tears and
dogs are the best, and they have to die like all of us, and it sucks.
It's just, it's crazy. Like people who don't have dogs, even cat owners, will never know what it's like to actually have something that loves you.
Yeah, and to like actually love too.
To actually love, like no one actually loves cats. Like guys might pretend they like cats for their wives, but in reality,
yeah, to get a bit of pussy,
you got to love the puss to get the puss. That's how. That's what my old man always used to say.
That makes sense.
I don't know if he actually said that.
He's had a few kids, mate. I'm sure he knows what he's doing.
knows his way around the old blowhole. What were we going to talk about on the podcast last week? But we didn't, because my old man was on, and you sent it to me, and I said, let's not talk about that on the podcast while Dad's on.
I'll look into it, but you did want to talk about the Dolphins today.
While we're on the footy. Yeah, let's get back to footy. On Stan, a Stan original series, Screen Queensland had decided not to give me any money and make something. They've gone and made a documentary following the new Dolphins, the Dolphins team that's come into the NRL, the 17th team, basically following from inception into the NRL to where they are now. So episode one came out today, and it's a cracker.
Is it good?
It's really good. It takes them from, like, their bid with the NRL to become the 17th team, and then into getting the players, and they're sitting down with Wayne Bennett, and they're talking about, okay, we want this guy. They talk about Ponga. They say,
because they went hard after Ponga, Munster. They didn't get anyone.
Yeah.
Didn't matter. They fucking won on the weekend.
How good's that? Good fucking on.
Awesome. And it was really cool. So they played at Suncorp, obviously Brisbane's home ground. It was all red.
Yeah.
There was 31,000 or something.
Good on them.
Awesome. Like, good fucking on. And beat the Roosters too, who were like tipped to be premiership heavyweights this year.
What an exciting time for those people in that Redcliffe area who have a team. They go, listen, this is us from now. Fins up. Let's go.
And I think there's a lot of like anti-Broncos sentiment too, because it would be like, say like Newcastle, there was a second team in Newcastle. Plenty of people don't like the Knights as well.
Yeah.
So like, if you had an area big enough to be like, oh, I want to support not the Knights, I'm going to get behind this team.
Yeah.
So it's cool. It's
the Maitland Mud Crabs.
Maitland Pickers. Yeah.
Nah, fuck them.
Fuck them.
They were always pricks when we played them.
They are now.
You know where I went the other day? I went up to Curry Curry to watch Jonas play. I've never felt more violently, almost like violence was going to happen.
You're on edge at all times.
And it's only like, it's not too far. And it was a nice drive through the countryside, and you just get up there. What is this? That was what you wanted later. Oh, no. We were gonna bring something up.
Anyway, Curry.
You talk about Curry. I'm going to find what
goes. Oh, just for it. Yeah. Curry is like the benchmark of country rugby league in my book. Like, it's just very, very well. Coal mining town, very rugby league. Coal mining town.
Rugby league.
Especially, I think it was a night game where your brother played. The creatures come out.
And he whacks?
Nah. Jonas played well, though. He needs to get a fucking spot with one of these fucking footy teams. He's a fucking gun, the fucking dog. But he won't, because he stinks. I'm trying to find this fucking thing.
So you didn't want to talk about Roald Dahl. That's not what you were talking about.
Well, his name's not Roald Dahl, for starters.
Roald Dahl.
Yeah, he no, they changed some words in his book, but that's not it. It was something fucked up. I'm trying to work out what it was. Oh, I know what it was. It was making love on the grave.
Didn't we already talk, what, the fish?
You found the video.
Yes, a listener sent the video in. Of.
Have you seen the video?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Oh, so have I.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, it was the trout. It was allegedly the trout lady having sex on some dead guy's grave.
Yeah, I saw that. That wasn't great. Tough wank.
Hard wank. Is it too late for me to make a video about that on YouTube, do you think?
Yeah, it's gone. It's been gone.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. I think even talking about it right now is...
Really?
Yeah. What was it? About a month ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. That's a real shame, because I thought it was funny.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it was.
It's still funny. It's still pretty funny. Apparently she killed herself. Anyway.
That's took a dark turn.
Good on you, Jonas.
Yeah, good on you, Jonas. Well done. that should be a part of every episode. We just say our favourite things about my brother, Jonas. in his type of speaking.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, good on you, Jonas. Yeah, bro, that's cool, hey?
Oh, yeah, what have you been doing?
Yeah. She'll see how he talks to Claire. He goes, oh, g'day, Claire. And she's like, that fucking little shit. Give me something.
That's him.
Love
James.
Me. Nah, he's a fucking twat. Anyway, I'm excited, Blue. I'm very excited. I got 6 weeks until I become a dad. You're going out.
That's crazy.
6 weeks.
That is nuts that you're going to be a dad.
I know.
It's all going to change.
It is horrifyingly terrifying. But I think with Rosie being crook, I've sort of got a bit of an idea because she gets up to go to the toilet about 8 times a night. So I'm getting an understanding of what it's like to get up constantly.
Yeah.
Throughout the night. And
have you got a game plan of like who's going to attack? Like
what?
Like who's going to attack the feeding, like the midnight feeds? Like,
well, Claire with the
is there going to be any like spare room action if you need to get your kit before like at work? Like,
well, I don't have a job.
I don't mean rooting in the spare room.
Oh, okay.
not yet.
For us, like it's lucky because
your setup's different to
we. You know, we don't have to leave the house to make money and all that type of stuff because of OnlyFans. we don't have to leave the house because we work here, you know, and that's really, really helpful. And that makes me very, very happy because I can get to be a part of his life from, you know, when he's brought home up until basically I want to go back on the road and then we'll bring him with us. Not many dads get to do that. So I feel very, very, you know, privileged to be in that position. We're going to just fucking go at it, man. Yeah. Like there's so many different people saying so many different things about you got to do this and you can't do that and this and that and the other. And I mean, I'm looking at, you know, baby formulas today and I'm trying to find one without vegetable oil as the fucking second most ingredient because apparently that's very inflammatory for bubs and for humans. Yeah. And
I think just don't drop them is probably the...
That's a big one. But then you think about what our families did.
I was dropped and kicked around.
I was punted.
Yeah.
I just, like, there's so many things like on TikTok and Instagram and stuff that.
Probably not the place to be getting baby advice.
Well, but it is. It's everywhere.
I know. It's everywhere. I don't know if so that's where I'd be going.
They
for
start
it.
Going, oh, well, if your toddler, you know, not your toddler, your baby, you know, after 4 months, it has a 4 month sleep regression and then it's going to sleep 14 hours a night and then it's going to wake up and it's going to want to join our Qaeda. And it tells you all these things that the baby's going to do. And then you start going, oh, here's the, and then all these.
That'd be good for your anxiety.
Well, then the things start coming up going, here's what to look for autism. And oh, does your dog have, does your baby have diabetes? You know, like, it's just like, oh my God.
Don't feed the baby dog food.
Don't feed the baby dog food. Don't touch the baby. Don't throw the baby. Don't shake the baby. It's, man. There's this one thing this morning.
There'd be a lot.
I was on the toilet. And this one thing going, this is why you shouldn't sleep with the baby in the bed because you'll roll on it. And it'll
I'd roll on it.
I don't think you should sleep with the baby in the bed. Not a great idea.
I'd roll on it, and I'm a heavy sleeper too.
It's over. If I roll on our bub, gone.
Squash bub. You wake up and you like peel it off, like a bit of chewy or something.
Maybe
like.
It gets stuck in me rolls for a few days.
Fuck.
Unfortunate.
Fuck. Claire.
You'd have to scrub it off with a fucking brush.
Get the gurney out.
Yeah, it's scary. It's but it's like anything in life. You just dive in and do it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a lot of people have babies and they're not ready. You know, they don't have a house, they don't have a job, they don't have this, they don't have that. Thankfully, we're in probably the best position we're gonna be in life to bring a creature in, and you know, we brought Gabe into this world, and now it's time to do it to another little boy.
That's good.
Yeah,
you've had a bit of practice with young Gabe. This one will probably cost you a little bit less than what Gabe has too.
Definitely. Well, they say that a baby's gonna cost you about $1 million by the time they turn 18.
So significantly less, probably.
Probably about half as much.
Well, hang on. I'll just quickly crunch the numbers. So what's how many weeks in 52 years? So 52 by 18.
16 maybe.
52 by 18, 936 weeks. So 1,200 times 936. Yeah, I mean 1.123 million. So a baby is going to cost you, that's assuming you have Gabe for another 18 years, which probably you will because he's going all right. So
could you imagine if
Gabe is costing you literally as much as the baby is?
Could you imagine?
So it's like you've got two kids.
Imagine this.
What the fuck is going on?
Gabe's way too young. Could you imagine?
Just talking about the cost.
I'm just going to get you to imagine.
I'm just talking about the cost.
Could you imagine?
Purely from a cost. I'm not saying you're a baby. I'm saying you cost as much as a baby.
Can anyone in here imagine for a second?
Gabe, relax. I'm not saying you're a baby. I'm just saying you're expensive.
Man. Thanks, man.
Put your imagine caps on. Turn your imagination wheels with me.
Oh, it's been a
long
day.
If Gabe still worked for us.
If we're still doing this in 18 years.
Like Rogan's podcast has been going for 10. Imagine if we were still doing it in 10 years.
I hope to be.
Do you think that's possible?
I do. I love it. I love it. I hope so.
I love it too. But do you think that Papa Macros will be here in 10 years? I think so.
I think so. They're loyal.
They're loyal.
They're
that's
loyal.
Why you should buy their food.
Yeah.
Now.
Papa Macros will be.
Isaac, 10% off.
And actually, you know what I think about it? Gabe's going to cost you more than the baby because imagine the pay rises he's going to ask for between now and then. Especially like.
Yeah, with inflation.
Well, and assuming crisis. Like the show is going to just continue to grow.
Well, yeah.
It's going to get big. He's going to want his cut. Rightly so.
No, no.
He's like, you're on the money.
We're freezing his wage.
You're like a train in Ohio at the moment. Yeah. You've just derailed.
We're freezing his wage.
I think Gabe's such a committed asset to this show that he would do it for free.
I mean, if he loved the show, he shouldn't be about the money.
And that's what you got to do.
I think you're the only one on the show,
Louis. I did YouTube for almost 2 years for free, and I think you should do
for it. Free.
Yeah, I think you should do it for free for 2 years.
I'll do YouTube for free for 10 years.
Oh,
or myself.
My YouTube.
Yeah, you're doing his YouTube.
You should also do
now,
my
Now, Gabe, you are... Well, actually, before we throw to Gabe, you are working on... You read...
The book club.
The book club. So, Bluey's book club. That's what it's called.
Bluey's, like, obviously, we spruced off before Christmas that the book club was going to happen. I made a crucial error. Now
you
I
can't read.
No, I can't read for starters. I'm using audiobooks. I downloaded Audible.
That which absolutely is cheating, by the way.
Well, yeah, but I don't live at home. Like I'm not at home all day to read books and stuff. I've got shit to do, so.
Mate, I'm running a fucking multi-billion-dollar corporation, eh? Hey. I'm drinking whiskey.
Do you want a nice glass with some ice in it?
Nah, fuck it. I've got a bit of creatine left in the bottom of this too.
Creatine and whiskey. Yeah, so book club is underway. But I did make an error. I could tell everyone what I picked, I suppose, because if anyone wants to get
you
on board with me.
You told us that book club was going to start at the start of the year.
And it was. But what should my first book club be? And I was like.
You told me this the other day. I couldn't believe it.
So I was like, oh, I'll pick something like good, like something a bit meaningful, not a full joke.
A nice easy read.
No, not necessarily an easy read, but I was like, I don't want it to be a full piss take. Like it would be cool to like we can all go on a journey together.
Yeah.
So I went for Jordan Peterson's 12 Rules for Life.
Which is not...
It's not an easy read.
Not the shortest easy read.
It's fucking... The audiobook is 15 hours long.
Yeah.
I've knocked over... I've no joke. I've done like... every day I've got it on in the car to and from work and I try and do a little bit before bed but I must have narcolepsy. I start falling asleep straight away. So I have to like... I have to go back 2 minutes every morning. Yeah. I've done fucking 8 hours of it. I've still got like half the book to go.
I'll give you some tips, right? Here's what you need to do.
Read more.
You need to read more. When you're at the gym, you should listen to it.
Yeah, no, because I go to the gym, plays really loud music.
Well, I want you to get them to put it on.
Mark Hughes.
Do you reckon they put it on for one session just so you could listen to
Can
it?
Can you put 12 Rules for Life on, please, while we do this session?
Just while you do
Jeez,
one
Jeez, that'd
session.
Be a buzzkill because it's a heavy read. Heavy
it is
listen.
Tough.
It's a heavy listen.
It is. I read it, and a lot of the words, as I read it, I went, who? I had to look up the words and try and work out.
It'll be a good yarn about. For book club, my experience in fucking trying to get through this cunt, because it is heavy.
So I've got a bit of an idea for book club. Should we sit over a beer?
My idea for book club is, because you've read it, mm-hmm. and I mean, like, definitely, like, by all means, I'll tip yours up early, and we can listen to it and then talk about it together. We have a beer. Talk about the book. Talk about how much of a hard time I had fucking reading the book.
Yes.
But that's what I thought. And because there's stuff in it that's like, there's heaps of good shit in it, obviously. Yeah, He's a fucking multi-trillion dollar author. But but book club is underway, but I'm up against it at the moment.
What I've noticed about this book is that when people reference it, they always talk about one thing, and that is the lobsters, right?
Because it's the easiest thing to fucking understand
and
in the book.
It's
the first chapter.
That's why everyone talks about it. Yeah. I remember when it came out and everyone was talking shit about Peterson. They were like, well, not everyone. There's a lot of people, but the vocal people who don't like him, they were talking shit about, like, he's got chapters like clean up your room. I don't know if you got to that.
Yeah.
But the whole premise about it is sort out your life.
Taking responsibility. Yeah. Save it for book club. This is what I want to do. This is exactly what I want to do in the book club. Because I've been taking notes on it.
Really?
Once I finish, so I've got the chapters and I just, also because I've got the fucking memory of a goldfish.
Yeah.
It'll come to book club and I'll be like, lobster. Like, that's all I'll remember. Like,
you know what I've been listening to today, a podcast? It's called the Missing Panther Podcast.
Ooh.
Because I'm actually going out to shoot a documentary in a couple of days.
Panther hunting.
Looking for panthers. So we're going
Sex
to,
Panthers?
Sex Panthers. We're going to have the great Adam Greentree with me, and we're going to go out. I did invite you along.
Yeah. I'm up against it with work at the moment.
You've got a bit of work on.
Yeah.
But, and Gabe, you're welcome to come if you want to come and film something, but we're going out night hunting for a possible panther that lives in the wilderness. We've done one on the Yowie, but we wanted to do one on something that's probably more likely to be real. Oh, the Yowie's an interesting one. And I spoke to a good mate of mine, a good mate of the show, Derek Vale.
I wanted
to have an Indigenous person on to talk about the cultural significance of these stories, and maybe there was a story that went back that far. And as you know, probably my communication channels with the Indigenous population of Australia at the moment are tattered.
What do you mean?
Just got a feeling. But Derek, he said
he's still talking to you.
He's still talking to me. His reaction to it was fuck him. Basically,
thank Christ for Decker.
Oh, thank Christ, right? He said to me, basically, that there are a lot of Aboriginal stories about big cats and different animals that sort of get out there, whether they're cryptoid animals or not, that sort of remains to be seen. But that it is something that's quite significant to Indigenous people. So it's weird that there are these stories that go back years and years and years and years. In all these different cultures, but particularly here in Australia. So there's no real evidence to suggest that, you know, these things have been here for a long time. But there was this evidence, and this is the episode of this Missing Panther, that's what's called the podcast. So I was listening to it today, that these American military groups that came out here during the Second World War, they were basically installed in different areas throughout Australia. There was a million American military personnel here in Australia during the Second World War. From 1942 to 1945, they were here. And they were spread out throughout Australia in military camps. Now, one of the things they did was they brought out mascots, so like team mascots.
Fuck yeah.
And if you look up mascots from American military during World War II, there's photos of ones with chickens, there's photos with ones with dogs.
Pump the boys up.
But there's also a whole heap of stories about ones with mountain lions, panthers.
Nice.
And all other big cats.
Nice.
So the story goes, and this happened all over the country, particularly in Victoria and throughout New South Wales, that these guys had these panthers, giant big cats, like size of fucking pit bull dogs, giant cats, even bigger, and they released them rather than, because they were ordered by their superiors to kill them because they were here and they couldn't take them back to America for whatever reason, or maybe they were traveling over to Japan from Australia in the Second World War. Couldn't take them with them. So they said, put them down, kill them. And they were like, oh, fuck, I can't do this. There was one panther story. I think it was in Lithgow they were talking about.
The Lithgow panther is very famous.
May very well have been in Victoria as well. That this one panther had four babies. And they released them all one night into the mountains of Victoria.
Slut.
I know, what a whore. That's what I took away from it as well. We go to images.
Just kidding, four is a fine number of kids.
No. Go to, oh yeah, well, if you go to that Daily Mail one there, the first one, this is the story.
Yeah, nice.
So release panthers, Australian bush has black panthers and cougars released by World War II soldiers. So as we know, we had we're talking to a wildlife guy who said you need more than a couple. But if there was a potential for these guys to have these mascots throughout the country and release them, let's say they release some in Newcastle, then they release some in Sydney, and they release some in Victoria, maybe they all got together and had a big bukkake party for black panthers.
Panther sex party.
77% of the time it works every time. And there may still be panthers out there. So we're going to go out there. We're going to go hunt them. I'm going to take one of the best hunters in the world out there to try and see if we can find any tracks. He has already been out.
He's been doing some recon.
And I'll show you.
God, he's a proper man's man, eh?
Oh, yeah.
He's as good as it comes.
Because he said to me, do you want to go out and put some cameras out? And I said, yeah, yeah. And I said, but I've only got about an hour to do it. He goes, oh, no. I want to go like 5 hours deep into the bush to put them in. I was like, mate, this is for fucking YouTube, bro.
Nah, he's going to find the cunt. Like, he's going.
Can you go wide shot? Have a look at what Greentree found. Oh. Try and talk the people through. So he's in the long grass.
All right, so we're in some long, reedy grass. He's just sort of walking down what looks like a trail. Oh, big paw prints.
Big paw prints.
Big paw prints.
What do you think that looks like?
It's like a big cat.
Right.
Hey, big paw prints. Wowee.
So
Where is... Oh, we shouldn't say where
it is. So we're not going to tell people where it is because we don't want them to get hunted if we were to find some evidence.
Yeah. Wow. He's the fucking man, isn't he?
I fucking love that.
I was looking... he posted on his Instagram the other day. He's got this new... he's bought these new generators and these giant, like, portable solar panels. He's like, yeah, for off-grid living. So he's just like, he's the man. He's bought these, like, he might fuck knows what he spent. And he's got these, like, big fold-out solar panels and you charge these generators and then just run whatever you need and fucking live off the grid. He's a fucking mad cunt.
Sorry, I just got a message, Claire, and let her know that we need to get sour cream from the shops after the podcast. We should have a compilation of all the times I've interrupted the show.
We like, would be awesome, like a super cut at the end of the like the end of the year, and just like right, we got like a dinner time.
See, I reckon this show should be on like a Saturday, and they were not doing anything. But you got footy, or even on a Sunday. Evening.
Sunday's cool. Hey, I'm flexible.
Hey, baby, let's do
I'm flexible.
Sunday's doable.
You do. You like to work Sundays?
Oh, I love it.
You don't get penalty rates off. No,
actually, Isaac was saying how much he loves penalty rates on his last podcast.
Oh, yeah. Was he?
Yeah.
Sundays at his game.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what happens with my penalty rates is I actually take.
Yeah, he's penalizing you. He's penalizing you.
You get to spend your weekend with me.
Oh no, Sunday's a double time, mate.
Oh my god,
Sunday's a double bubble.
Well, I think penalty rates are really important, but not for full time people.
No. Not for content producers.
You are full time.
I'm a contractor, mate.
Yeah, because I don't want to pay your tax.
Yeah, exactly.
Superannuation, how about suck my ass, go? You can't, I can't.
How about super annoying? Ew.
Now, Gabe, you brought up some things you wanted to talk about yesterday. You really should think about the things you send to me the day before the show because I'm turning to you for... You said you wanted to talk about a couple of things.
We covered UFC, we covered footy, and we covered...
let's end the show. There was something else you wanted to talk about.
I thought an interesting idea for the show, if you boys had any good yarns from your first jobs, back when you were first getting into the workforce or anything.
I bet you've got some.
Yeah, I do.
I bet you fucking do.
What was your first job, Bluey?
First job, are you...
What constitutes as a job?
First proper job that I earned money is like a teenager. I think I was 17 and I was working at the Belmont Golf Club washing dishes, an underwater ceramics technician is what the boys used to call it. And it was great because our mate's mum was the head chef and we used to get fed schnitties and chips till the cows came home. It was so good. And we got penalty rates. We used to do the Saturdays and Sundays.
Right.
So we earned, like, at the time was, like, decent money. Yep. So obviously blow on fucking hot cartons of Red Bears to drink in the bush and
red
stuff.
Red Bears. I've never had a Red Bear.
I don't know. Gabe?
Red Bears are still going.
Can you still get
a
Red Bear?
Or what is that?
No, it's a premixed vodka.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Like a vodka raspberry sort of thing.
Exactly. Okay, exactly. Okay. But they do a passion fruit. They do a lime one.
We should fucking get some Red Bears.
We should. Red Bear. Reach out, Red Bear. We'd love to have you as the beverage.
What about?
Imagine a Red Bear and a macro meal. A Papa Macro and a Red Bear.
Code Isaac, 10% off. I couldn't think of anything better. You know what we should do? We'll have to wet the baby's head.
We're gonna fucking soak that fucking baby's head. Is what we're gonna
do. On the podcast.
Yeah, 100%. Oh mate, bring in some stogies. Do it out the back again,
yes.
So we can smoke stogies. We'll fucking
with the baby crying inside, Claire. Or we'll get around.
Yeah,
that.
Shut it, Claire. Shut that kid up. We're trying to do the fucking podcast.
I've got literally hundreds of people that depend on this podcast, Claire.
Red Bears, the RBs.
Yeah, BRBs.
The RBs, Red Bears. Yeah. What were we talking about? Wet the baby's head. Wet the head episode would be nice.
That would be a good one.
Yeah.
I've said this on the show before, but when I started drinking, it wasn't Red Bears. It was fucking...
Pulse.
It was fucking... I just had it in my
head. But what about you? Have you got any work stories?
Elevates.
What was your first job?
So my first job, the first job I ever got paid for was touch football refereeing. That doesn't really count.
Classic you.
Man's game.
Touch footy.
But I worked, my first job I ever had, the first job I had to get the tax file number and everything for, was for Lowe's.
Nice.
At Lowe's. I used to work at Lowe's. And every night, every Thursday night shopping, one fuckwit, or at least two or three fuckwits, maybe four, would walk past and go, at Lowe's.
And they that's something I'd definitely
they'd
do.
They'd point at me and I'd have to go.
That is
a sick one, bro.
And to be fair, mate, if you weren't working there, it's something you would have done too.
Oh, 100%. But when you get the clothes out, they come from wherever they come from, Bangladesh or something, they smell like they were just, it was just not.
Yeah.
And how's this?
this is fucked. All right, so I was like 16, right? And I I was getting paid maybe $12, $13, $14 an hour, even on the weekends it might have been time and a half, whatever. Every year we were encouraged, not forced, but encouraged, to put in for the CEO's Christmas present. Like $10.
That's fucking dog
shit. The CEO.
The CEO's Christmas present. We're all supposed to put in $10. Yeah, you're checking your watch.
No, my phone just went off. Sorry, my phone went off.
That's how much bullshit this is. You had to put in $10 for the CEO's Christmas present. And he was some... Look up CEO of fucking Lowe's. This prick owes me at least $20 from the 2 years I worked there. Can you believe that?
That is
taking from a kid to buy you a present.
Insane.
I don't think it came as a direction from him. But the fact that we had to put ourselves out. No, that's not him. No. He must have died. He was a pretty old guy. Oh, God, yeah, you better. He's a very, I don't know.
See if you can find who it was in like what year would it have been, 2030, 12, 11, 10, 9, 2009, 10. Yeah.
2008 Lowe's CEO.
That is insane that they would think that's a, that bloke is not, first of all, he's probably he definitely on fucking six or seven figures anyway. So
it's not like yous would have seen him either.
What's he going to care that the fucking plebs that put the clothes on the shelves and get sledged by the Thursday night shoppers have got him a fucking bottle of whiskey? What the, whose fucking idea was that? That's that's an idea of one of the biggest ass crawlers that the business has got. Like, we should whip round and get the CEO a present. That is ass crawling of the highest order. Mate, that turns my guts, that stuff.
It was disgraceful. And that's the worst part is you're basically funding your Christmas present by kids who can't afford to fucking buy fuel. Like, this was at the time where I was putting $20 of fuel in. That's how I'd get to work in that.
That is fucking some absolute ass licker nerd has gone, let's whip round and get the boss a prezi.
What
fucking disgraceful.
I'm trying to find so
that's
Lowe's.
Fucking awful.
I wouldn't have put in for it.
No, what? I'd have said.
Oh, well, you're a hero amongst men.
No, I would have told him to get fucked politely, of course. Gabe, what was your first gig? Don't say this.
No, it wasn't.
For the record, you were looking up Lowe's as in the department store, the hardware store.
I just checked in CEO of Lowe's.
In America, there's Lowe's department stores. They're like Lowe's workwear stores. They're like
gotcha.
Anyway, he's just some old bloke, some fucking old bloke.
Well, hopefully he's fucking not with us anymore.
Oh, I'm coming for me. $20, big fella. Coming for it.
I was at Hog's Breath.
Nice.
Oh, the hog. What were you
shorts,
doing?
Shorts in there. I was waiting people, but I spilled some sauce on some people. I wasn't real good.
Nah, mate. You don't have to be good. Hog's Breath's nice.
I had an old bloke come into Lowe's and demand, an old man, like would have been 90, probably 80. Wasn't that super old, but he was old. Big old dude. Walked in and he wanted a suit. And at Lowe's, there's suits, but they're all cut the same. Like they're not
exactly tailored.
And I go, what size are you?
They're not bespoke.
They're not bespoke. I only learned what that meant on the weekend. Well, great word. They were not custom. They were not tailored suits. They were
Gary Harley models them and fucking Daryl Broman.
You know, if you're a 92, then that's a 92, right? There's no special sizes. Anyway, this old bloke walks in and he goes, mate, I'm after a suit. Oh, he didn't say mate. He goes, good afternoon. I'm after a suit. And I said, oh, what size are you? He goes, well, actually, you're supposed to tell me. What, you're not going to get your tape measure out? This man, and he starts like yelling out to my boss, this man has not measured me. He's asked me my size. And I'm like, oh, bros, you know, fucking chill out, bros.
You're cool. You were very cool.
How old are you?
I'm like 16.
Yeah. Well,
and cool, by the way, too.
And he starts going, are you going to measure my inner leg, my inner center?
Oh, he was looking to get sucked off.
I think that I nearly got fucked at Lowe's.
Do you 100%? He came in there to molest you.
I nearly got molested at Lowe's.
At Lowe's. Imagine like the coppers are there taking your statement. They're like, where did this take place? And you're like, and you say he put his finger in your ass. You're like, yes, officer. And the cop is like, where was it? Was it at Lowe's? Very unprofessional.
Well, yeah, that could have happened. And this is what this old, so I don't know if he went around to all the Lowe's stores and asked, like, I thought you're pulling up a photo of like an old dude there. yeah, so that it was
it's a great play if you're a horny old dude. Go and get the inside of your leg measured by a fucking handsome young dude.
Well,
at Lowe's.
A lot of dudes love that type of shit. Like,
fuck yeah.
Let me ask you this about strip clubs.
Yeah. Talk to me.
When you get a lap dance, I remember hearing a story about a guy that would go to a strip club, right? And he'd wear two pairs of tracksuit pants.
See, look at our wife's style.
Apparently he did.
You know when you go to strippers, put two sets of track pants on, son. Thanks, Mum.
Like if you get hit by a bus, you want to wear clean underwear. Yeah. You go to the strippers, two pairs of tracksuit pants.
You don't forget, two pairs of tracky pants.
But the story was that
Who's going to the strippers in tracky pants?
Imagine going to the this bloke.
Fucking dead shit.
He would turn up, two pairs of tracky pants, and down the first pair of tracky pants.
Come all over him.
He would pour lube down, right? And then he would jizz in them as he got a lap dance.
He would come on himself while he was getting a lap dance.
Apparently. Isn't that what you do?
No.
I've never had a lap dance.
I don't understand the appeal of the lap dance. This is no disrespect to the strippers. I think you're doing a great job. I don't understand because they're not cheap. And
no, they should be though.
Yeah, but it's not. And I don't understand the appeal of it because all you do is get revved up. You can't fuck them, to my knowledge. You can't fuck these girls. Well, that's what brothels are for.
Depends if you have got cash.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose you probably if you've got enough cash. But I don't understand. Like, you go and get all turned on and then go thanks, mate. See you later.
It's like
I'm going back to hang out with me mates. I'm not hanging out with fucking Bluey.
That is strange.
With
the boys.
With
the
bar.
Man, I got the best stiffy just then.
With a fucking rock hard stag.
It's like being really hungover, going to Macca's to get a delicious meal and just driving straight through the drive-thru and not ordering.
Yeah, no, it's like going to Macca's for a shit feed but getting a fillet of fish.
I've never had a fillet of fish.
No, you haven't because they fucking obviously look and probably taste like shit. I've never had one either.
We should have a fillet of fish for the first time on this show.
There'd be people watching this podcast that's their order too.
So yeah. If they eat fillet of fish, they back it to the hills.
Yeah, they go like, mate, you don't understand.
You've never had one.
And you know why I've never had one? It's fucking gay.
It is so gay. Man, fillet of fishes. They were Pride Week. That's all I ate at Pride Week was fillet of fishes.
Potentially.
But that is apparently one thing that gay guys do. They don't eat red meat because it makes your butthole smell.
I've got a couple of gay mates I used to work with and stuff, and they reckon you've got to be quite, if you're pretty sexually active, you've got to be careful with what you eat.
You've got to plan your meals.
You've got to plan your meals.
If you're not eating chicken tikka masala the night before you go and get your butthole raped alone.
I mean.
Raped alone? What does that mean?
I don't know what you meant there, but I know what you're getting at.
Well, not raped, but
penetrated.
Pounded.
If you're getting penetrated.
If you're getting penetrated, you're not
going for Mexican.
No.
Yeah. They're actually very funny. There was a talk about when corporations try and get behind Pride Week and they just do the posturing stuff, blah, blah, blah. There was it was not Uber Eats, but one of the big ones in America, Menulog or fucking DoorDash or whatever. And they got behind Pride Week. This is a couple of years ago. And it was, they had a bottom friendly menu. So
there's actually a really
good you know what a bottom is? There's a bottom someone who gets fucked. You're the one that bottoms get fucked, don't
they? Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So they had one that was bottom friendly. So if you're a bottom, you can hit the bottom friendly menu and you can still get a feed, but
Postmates
did the bottom friendly menu. So if you taking it, you can hit the bottom friendly menu. Can you by any chance get up what's on the bottom friendly menu? Nothing spicy. That's all right. There's probably just nothing spicy.
I actually did a video on it. I'm looking for it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
On the bottom friendly menu.
Yeah. As you would know if you watched my channel, that I just do videos on fucking anything.
Sorry, mate. I'm trying to get through fucking Jordan Peterson's fucking 15. The cunt's 15 hours long.
That's a long walk, man.
It's fucking. My missus is like, you dickhead. What are you doing?
How's this? I'm into my 10th chapter of my book.
Writing?
Yeah.
Fuck, that's pretty impressive.
I'm fucking on fire.
Is it a colouring book or what sort of?
It's a Join the Dots book.
How many words? What's?
I'm averaging about 5,500 words a chapter.
What?
Yeah.
That's huge.
I haven't stopped writing for 2.5 months.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's big.
That's literally what I've committed all my time to at the moment. So I get my videos done and then I just commit all my time.
And then you
write. Yeah.
Fuck, that's awesome.
So I'm probably writing 10 to 12 hours a week.
That's great. Fucking book's taking me. Are you going to do an audio book?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to do a book club on the book.
Yeah, do the book club on the book.
Oh, we're definitely doing book club on the book.
I'm trying to work out how do you do it? You just read it, but do you give it a bit of pizzazz?
Yeah, well, Peterson is.
Maybe I should listen.
Because there's some chapters that are he's just cruising, but then there's some where you got to get fired up and he gets fired up.
Really?
He's into it, yeah. Yeah. Okay. You know, with his funny voice too,
I can't do
Kermit the Frog.
Yeah.
There's some people that do really great impressions of
you've
Jordan.
You've got to make sure you do your... I don't know.
It's absolutely reprehensible.
Yeah.
What's happening with the people
in
the world?
It's a bloody shame.
It's a damn bloody shame. And you should be absolutely disgusted if you ever... you know, that's the type of voice.
Yeah.
It's getting there. I like
it. Yeah. But I've had like 9 hours of this. It's fucking wearing thin. Jordan should have done half, and then like someone with a cool voice, like Cillian Murphy or someone, should have done half. Because
Cillian Murphy does have a cool
voice. Like a sexy. But you should definitely voice yours.
Yeah. G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to my book.
Have you? We can't obviously don't talk titles, but have you got titles in the works?
Yeah, I don't know about the title yet. I've got a title. I got a working title. I just don't know about it. I don't know if it's like if it's a bit too cliche. My life. No.
Yeah.
No, that's not that. I'll tell you the title. Well, I don't love the title. Keep it. I'll work on it.
So have you got a date that you got to be finished by?
Well, they said...
because publishers generally give you deadlines, don't they?
Yeah, they said to me, do you want to have it out for like early next year and stuff like that? And I was like, yeah,
should have it ready for Christmas.
Well, that's
probably a push.
Well, not really. I mean,
you seem to be plowing through it.
Well, but I've had this basic idea for ages. So I know what I want.
You know what you want to say in the book.
And it's not like I'm going out and researching heaps of things. Like it's not like
that's not what we do.
It's literally just me talking about issues in the world that I know quite a bit about because I do a lot of work on them. I talk about them a lot. It's about like my experiences throughout life and all those type of things. So it's like the first couple of chapters are about like me and my experiences, and the rest are about all the experiences that I think you as a young person or a middle-aged person will encounter in your first, you know, 0 to 30 years or past that. And there's even like a chapter about the first 33.3% of your life, the first 30 of your life. And you get through it and you realize, shit, you know, I'm 30 years old and I'm almost at the halfway point of my life. Here's what I've failed at. Here's what I've done wrong. Here's what I've done right. And here's the things that I'm going to face in the next, you know, 60%, 66% of my life. And it just sort of basically goes over. Because it's hard to say in a book what it's about. Because it's about, this thing's about a whole lot of different things.
It's broad.
It's broad. But I also want it to be the first book that people read. You know, there's a lot of people out there who have never read a book. And that's
a lot of your fans, mate, definitely.
Thank you. There's a lot of my target audience. There is a target audience out there that people who read, who write books, who don't target.
I'm not a big reader.
That's the thing.
Like, I'm not a big reader, but yeah, like if you can make something that...
It takes discipline and it takes time to sit down and do it.
Just be consistent. Yeah.
Just do it. So that's the title of the book. Just do it. I don't think I'll have any issues with anyone, any intellectual property there. But yeah, so we're getting there. We're getting there on that one.
That's mad. That's fucking a lot of words.
So I'll be a published author.
That's crazy.
Soon.
So that's exciting.
Dad, published author, comedian.
Podcaster. Mad Rooter.
What have you been up to, Gabe?
Any of them things? Fucking
none of those things.
None of those.
Well, what do you want to be? What do you want to do?
Oh, geez, I'm a bit on the spot here.
Bit on the spectrum, I'd say. But what do you want to do?
In terms of a career?
Yeah.
I want to own a business.
Nice.
I plan on being a business owner.
Like scaffolding or?
Oh, I could help some scaffolders, film some stuff for scaffolders. I like editing content. I like producing content.
You're
good
at it.
Have you done any marketing for your...
Nah.
You know, I got a guy. You should give him some...
He's no good though, I know him.
Why don't we pay half of Gabe's wage each, Gabe's wage each, right? So he can...
You're trying to fucking bankrupt me, cunt? What are you doing?
So once a week, he can come out to site and film you guys like at Smoker, looking cool and casual.
The thing about scaffolding is, mate, it's very hard to make it look sexy.
Gabe's a man.
Nah, the construction industry, I don't think that stuff's important.
Not that it'll ever happen, but people in the comments saying, Bluey, you need to take Gabe out for a day on the scaffold.
Well, we spoke about this a while ago, about getting the big fella out for... We'll do a vlog.
I'll FaceTime.
It would be cool to get the guy that does the...
If you're near here, I'll do it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do a vlog and we'll get the guy that does your average man videos.
Yeah.
And get him to come and film. You don't even have to do a day, boys. I just want to get his for half a day.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm going to make sure it's stinking hot. I'll come and pick his up. I'll come and pick his up at fucking Sparrow Fart and we'll go... It'd be good. That would be fun.
Own a drink for
we totally should do
it. It would be funny. It would be very funny. And I'll hammy as too.
I'll be fucking sore. I know it's hard yakka.
Well, yeah. If you're around here, I'll do it.
Yeah. But it's the good thing is, it's fucking monkey work. Like anyone, like you know, I'm not gonna have to think. This, yeah. Yeah, pick that up, put it over there.
I just got a text message from AGL, the energy provider, and they said to me,
"Pay your bills."
No, they're like, oh, they have these peak rewards. So if you don't use electricity between 5 and 7 p.m. at night, you get an extra 20 cents off your bill or something.
Generous.
It's fucking 40 degrees outside. Are those cunts kidding themselves?
It's fucking that hot.
Let's craft a response.
Let's jam the aircon up.
Yeah,
it's fucking 40 degrees, mate.
Thanks for your generous offer, AGL. By the way, poke your fucking head outside and see how hot it is. Full stop. It's fucking 40 degrees, cunt. Full stop.
The text won't go through, will it?
No, I mean, someone will see it. Even if it's the AI fucking text generator. At least that cunt will know how we feel.
Okay. All right, what do you got? 40 degrees, mate. Thanks for the offer, but I suggest you poke your head outside, you goober.
Yeah.
Or... your pelican.
If you think I'm going to turn my aircon off to save fucking 5 cents a kilowatt, you're fucking dreaming. Fuck you, AGL.
I will never save energy again.
Yeah, 100%. We've spoken about this, mate. The world's fucked anyway. You may as well just crank the aircon.
If you earn 30% less than your expected usage, you'll save $5. Fuck off.
Sorry,
we didn't get that. Please reply yes to confirm. No.
Do you know how much how uncomfortable you'd be to save 30% of your energy?
$5.
You get $5?
$5 if you save 30%, yeah.
AGL, kindly take a $5 note, roll it into a tight little cone and jam it up your ass.
Or inject it straight into your bloodstream. You pricks.
Yeah,
that's the end of the show.
That's insulting.
I'm fuck you, AGL. Go get your Papa Macros.
Is that it? You're hungry, are you?
I gotta pick up Dixon from the shop.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.